In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of our Savior and Queen of Apostles, Saint John the Apostle and Evangelist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, today we're in the third day of the octave of Christmas. And this octave focuses, of course, on the birth of our Savior. But the Church also celebrates several feast days during this week, this holy week of celebrating and remembering the birth of our Lord. Yesterday, we had the feast of Saint Stephen, and today we have the feast of Saint John, and there will be tomorrow the feast of the Holy Innocents, and then two other commemorations, Saint Thomas Becket and Saint Sylvester Pope. The first of these feasts, in a certain way, you could say, he who first is placed next to the crib is Saint Stephen, soldier of Christ, and the first to fully repay that death that our Savior suffered for us and following him to the cross, Saint Stephen. And today, next after Saint Stephen, closest to the crib is Saint John, who, though he didn't die he wasn't killed. They tried to kill him, but he didn't die. So he's not technically a martyr, a red martyr, but he is a white martyr, and he won the crown of purity and virginity. And for that reason, he is honored so highly and placed by the Church in this week. That's his mark of excellence, is that purity which allowed him then to see God, not only in the flesh, but also in faith and mystically to recognize the Messiah. In fact, he's the evangelist of the Incarnation, the one who really presented such an elevated vision and theology of the Word made flesh. And so through St. John's gift of virginity, he offered his virginity to follow the Lord. He left everything very young. He was the youngest of the apostles. He left not only his livelihood, the nets and the boat, his family, his father. He even left his betrothed and gave up everything to follow Jesus, and he never looked back. And therefore, he merited a very special love from our Lord. He was not just a disciple and not just an apostle, but he was a friend of the Lord and the disciple whom Jesus loved. Only Saint John is recognized with that particular title. Peter, Jesus chose to found his church upon Peter. And so Peter is the most honored, but John is the one who was loved more. And his mark of honor is given for that renunciation of himself, of purity and chastity. John earned in that way not only the special prerogative to be recognized as the one whom Jesus loved, but he's remembered in the Last Supper as the disciple who was permitted to lay his head upon the breast of our Savior, upon his bosom. He was the one, the only one of the apostles who remained with Jesus throughout his passion and was there at the foot of the cross. He's the only one to whom Jesus explicitly gave his mother into the care of John the pure and chaste. And so St. John had this great privilege to be the guardian of the Blessed Virgin Mary after Jesus' death and resurrection. And of course, with that privilege, certainly received many graces that he alone would have received in the company of Mary. He was the one who lived the longest, the only one who did not die a martyr, and that was by the choice of our Lord. He was preserved, and he's the last one to write the gospel. His is the last gospel to be written, more than 60 years, it's believed, after Jesus' resurrection. And so he was alive and kept alive to combat also the heresies that right away began to sprout up, the blasphemies that denied the divinity of Christ. And so he, till the end, gave his witness. As I mentioned, they tried to kill him, and he didn't die. And that was when, I'm not remembering the name of which emperor, but he was sentenced to be boiled alive, and after being severely scourged, he was put in boiling oil. But just like the three children who were thrown into the furnace by Nebuchadnezzar and came out unscathed, the same with St. John. And so he lived until an old age. He was given the vision of the book of Apocalypse, which is the last book included in the Holy Bible. And to the end, the mark of St. John's preaching was really on love. That's really the focus. God is love, is what we read in the Gospel of St. John. And to the end, near the end of his life, he was so old and feeble that he had to be carried by his disciples to the assembly. And there, repeatedly, he would limit his words to simply saying, "Children, love one another." So St. John is this disciple and this apostle who was the one loved most by Jesus and who carried with him that love and spread it and taught it till the end of his days on earth. We ask through his intercession to receive some of that light that he was given and some of that fire that burns so ardently in his heart for our Lord, for Our Lady, and for the Church, that we may be inspired by the Spirit of St. John to bring Jesus to the world. Praise be Jesus and Mary.